You can make it through the trials. Make it through the pain.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, you are great and you are greatly to be praised, God. We just want to honor you on tonight for being Lord God Almighty. Lord, we just want to lift you up on tonight and give you praises, God, and just celebrate you on tonight, Father God, for being the awesome God that you are. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you on tonight for being our provider, Lord God, for giving us everything that we need. Father God, even in the midst of the storm, God, giving us the strength to stand, Father God, giving us, Father God, the peace in our minds, Lord God, giving us, Father God, even the words to speak, Lord God, that we can declare and decree some things over our lives, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for we know, God, that you are the supplier and the multiplier, Father God, just like you did, God, Lord God, with the fish and the loaves of bread, Father God. You'll make it more than enough, Father God. You'll give us that overflow, Father God, that even we'll have some leftovers, God, that we can take home and even have some to spare for somebody else, God. Oh, God, we thank you on today. And as your people, God, as your servants, as your children, Lord God, tonight, we just want to love you, God, and tell you that we appreciate you, God, for helping us to make it through, God, for keeping us, Lord God, when we thought that we could not keep, but we kept, Lord God, for holding on to us, God, when we were ready to let go, Lord God. Oh, God, you provided for us everything that we need, Lord God, and we did not even know, God, that we possessed that kind of thing on inside of us, God. We didn't know we had that kind of strength, Lord God. We didn't know, Father God, that you equipped us, Lord God, with the power, Lord God, to pull down the strongholds, Lord God, and tread over the head of serpents, God. But we thank you, God, you opened up our eyes and our ears, God, that we can know and recognize who we are and whose we are in you, Father God, that we will no longer allow ourselves to go back to that place of captivity, that we will no longer, Father God, allow that same old thing, Father God, to reel us back in and have us back in that spiraling place, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because you provided for us everything that we need, Lord God. And when we, Father God, were too weak to stand on our own, Lord God, you gave us somebody else to stand in the gap for us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, because you not only did it once but twice. You sent Jesus, Lord God, he may intercede. But you also allowed us, Lord God, the fellowship of the brethren, that we may be helpers one to another, Father God. When one, Lord God, cannot see, the other may be able to see what the other one could not see, Lord God. Oh, God, on tonight, we want to tell you thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for being who you are to us and for us, God, and everything that you stand for and represent, Lord God. We just want to bless you on tonight, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Lord God, because we know, Father God, in the midst of it all, Lord God, it was preordained and predestined. It was intentionally purposed for your purpose. It was on purpose, Lord God. You purposed it for us, Lord God, to be purposed in you so that we continue, Lord God, to go through, Lord God. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God, for helping us to grow through, Lord God, that we may be able to see it, go through and grow through, that we can see, Lord God, what you are doing in our lives, Father God, for the great work that you have begun, Father God, for what you planted on the inside of us, Father God, that we, Father God, would not even be able to understand, Father God. We would know it's a part of your plan, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be a part of this grand master plan, Lord God. So as you do what you're doing, as you're working, God, we will worship you, we'll praise you, we'll bless you, God. We shall continue to glorify your name, Father God, for we know, Lord, it's all for your glory. It's all for your glory, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're doing what you're doing in our lives, God, because it is marvelous, Lord. It is truly marvelous, oh God. And it's some things, oh God, that we cannot even put into words, oh God. You leave us speechless, God, and you keep doing it over and over and over again, God. And we want to take a thank you, oh God, because you continue, Father God, to blow our minds. Oh God, we thank you, Father God, for leaving us speechless and blowing our minds, God, because we, as your people, know, Lord God, it's not just good, but it's all God. We know, Lord God, it's nobody else performing miracle signs upon us. It's nobody else, God, putting us out of that dark place, God. It's nobody else, oh God, giving us that report of you, Lord God, when the doctors said that we were sick and there's no cure, but you wiped the slate clean, Lord God. You cleared the lab report, God. Nobody else can do that but you, Lord God. When there's an x-ray and they say it's a break, Father God, they go back and look again and it's healed, God. Oh God, it's nobody but you that's performing that miracle, Lord God. When the doctor, Father God, sees something, Father God, in the woman mother's belly, Lord God, and they go back in this garden and nothing wrong with that baby, God, it is you, God. It is you, Father God, that's moving. It is you, Father God, that's selling. It is you, Father God, that's speaking the word, and some things got to go the way that they're supposed to go. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, for we know it's all you. And we give you the glory and praise on tonight, Father God, for doing what you do best, God. And that's just seeing about us, God. Oh God, we thank you for your nurturing. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for giving your chastising and your correction, God, because it lets us know that you love us just that much, that you want to make sure, God, and receive the things that you have for us, God. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to line up, God. You thank you on tonight, Father God, for allowing our will to be willing, Lord God, so that your perfect will can be done, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to please you, God. We want to serve you, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you desire for us to do so, God. And we want to tell you on tonight, Father God, it's a pleasure for us to be pleasing in your sight, God. That you may continue to smile down upon us, Lord God. And then when you look at us, you say, good and well done, my faithful servant. Good and well done, my daughter and my son. You have done well. And that is all we're seeking after, Father God. But we thank you, Lord God, that even when we fall short, we're not cast out. That we are no longer under the spirit of condemnation, but under conviction, Lord God. Well, it causes our heart to go into a place of being remorseful and repentance and saying, Lord, forgive us, God. And that we, Father God, don't put ourselves back in that place. But we know that we are forgiven because you sent Jesus, that we may be free, that our sins were forgiven. You paid the price and made the sacrifice for us to be here today, that we may be able to continue to get back up and try again and go forth in you, that you may continue to allow your glory to shine upon us, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on today. We are excited to see what you have in store for us and what's to come, Lord God. Even in the midst of you molding us and shaping us, God, we thank you, Lord God, because we, Lord God, are excited to look in the mirror, Father God, and see the progress and see the change, that we, Father God, don't see the former God, but we see the new creature that you have call for us to be, Lord God, that we're no longer, Father God, have scales so piled up on our eyes, God, we cannot see what you're doing, Lord God, that the enemy no longer allowed to manipulate us, God, to make us think and believe, God, that you ain't doing something great in us, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Father God, for helping us to see through the lie. Oh God, it was your move. It was a move you made in us, God, to remove that thing on the side of us that made us think and believe that we were worthless, God. Oh, God, it was your move, Lord God, that you put on the side of us, oh, God, when you shifted that thing of rejection, let us know, Lord God, that we were not rejected, but we were accepted by you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the move that you made, Father God, when you let us know, Lord God, you were not loveless, Lord God, but we were so loved because you sent your only son. Oh, God, nobody else can move like you move, and we thank you, God, because we know, Lord, we are for sure and for certain there's nobody else but you, Lord God, because there's no other explanation. It's you. Nobody but you, God. So on tonight, God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to move. And we, your people, will continue to give you the glory. We, your people, God, will continue to acknowledge, Lord God. We, your people, Lord God, will continue to let the people know, God, it is nobody else but you, God. Oh, God, continue to move in the homes, God. Continue to move in the marriages, God. Continue, Lord God, to even move in the school system, God, to do a new thing, God. Oh, God, continue to move in even the lives of the homeless, God. Move in the lives of those, Lord God, who have lost a loved one, God. Oh, God, continue to move. Continue, Father God, to move in the body of Christ on tonight, and continue, Lord God, to bring us together fitly, God, join together as one, to make it to build up your kingdom, God. Lord, continue to move in the minds and move in the hearts, God. Continue, Lord God, to move out everything that's not like you, Lord God, because when we stand before you, God, and you search our hearts, we want you to be able to see no spots, no wrinkles, no residue, no particles, Lord. So tonight, God, continue to move, and we continue to wait patiently for you to move, Father God. We will not take steps before you, God, but we'll wait to step with you, God, because we know, God, we can't move without you. So, God, continue to order our foot and direct our path, Father God. And continue, Lord God, to help us to patiently wait on you, God, as we wait in anticipation and expectation for your next move. And we will give you the glory and the praise, Lord God, because you made us a promise, and we're standing on it, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we tell you that we adore you. We appreciate you and we love you so much, God, for being who you are to us, God, and loving us so much, God. God, thank you for loving us so much, God, that you help us to love ourselves, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for loving us so much, God, that it provokes us, God, to want to hold up a standard to you, not compromise or settle, but simply just do as you say do, how you say do it. Oh, God, we shall continue, Father God, to go forth in you. We shall continue, Father God, to represent you, Father God, with the highest respect, Father God, so that we, Lord God, would not make you ashamed of us, God, but that when you see us walking around, you will be pleased with us, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to draw the people in. As you continue, Father God, to bring the babes in, Father God, they will be nurtured, God. They will be protected, God. They will be taught, Lord God. They will be fed as they need to be fed, Father God, and they will be able, Lord God, to grow and know who you are. They may go out, Father God, and tell somebody else about the goodness of God. Oh, God, you are good, and everything about you is good. And we thank you, Lord God, that in all those things being said, God, you work it all out for our good. Oh, Lord, we bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight for what you have already done. We bless you on tonight, God, for what you're in the midst of doing, God. And we bless you, God, for what you are about to do. Oh God, we thank you. We may have not seen it yet, God, but we know, God, it's going to be something big. Because you are a big God. We know, God, you don't do no little things. You do big things. And we are waiting for it in expectation, Lord. And we thank you on tonight, God. Oh Lord, we bless you, Lord. And we thank you in advance, Lord. Even on tonight, God, as your people rest on their pillow, God, let them not forget what you have spoken, Lord God. Let them remember it, Lord God. Let it, Father God, be reflected in their heart and their minds as they go about their day, Lord God, until they see that thing that you promised, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking right now you will touch their minds, God. I'm asking right now, Lord God, that you will guard their minds against anything the enemy may try to bring up for trickery to make your people think and believe, Father God, what you said is not, because we know that's a lie. Your word is true. Oh God, even as we, Father God, study your word, help us continue, Lord God, to stand in the gap and touch and root with one another, Lord God. And continue to lift our brother, God, but seek to encourage them to hold on and hold out. Because we will see your goodness in this life as we live. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. We cannot thank you enough for what you have already done, God. Lord, we shall continue to rejoice in you. Oh Lord, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We can't praise you enough, God. We can't praise you enough, Father God, for what you have already done, Father God. And we just want to thank you in advance for doing so, Lord God. Oh Lord, continue to touch the prayers on the prayer wall, God, and the prayers on the altar, and the altar box, God. Continue, Lord God, to even touch those inside the sanctuary on tonight, God. And continue to consider the prayers and answer them, Father God. And I'm asking, God, you consider those prayers and answer, God. Let's continue to be mindful of our motives, Lord, and our agendas, Lord God. That our prayers will be pure and effective and sincere, Lord God. Oh God, even as you continue, Lord God, to touch those that we stand in the gap for and call out by name on the prayer line, God. You know every person, Lord God. You know them by name. You know exactly is what they need, Father God. And not just those, God, but our extended loved ones and friends, Father God, in other countries and other cities, God. You know who they are, God, and we stand the gap for our extended family on tonight, that you may continue to move in their lives. And we thank you, Father God, for moving in their lives. And I pray and ask these things through your son Jesus' name. Amen.
In our everyday lives that catches you by surprise.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are in control.
Thank you, Jesus.